The figure to remember is 5. It is absolutely astonishing that the world's 5th largest economy is suffering an extraordinary level of poverty, in which 1/5 of the population is in poverty, and of that, 5 million children are in poverty. The social and educational consequences are severe. Hunger is one aspect, but children are social and very often spiteful animals. And if any child is identified by other children as being poor, not having the right clothes, or even not having sufficient food, they are then subjected to harassment and ridicule. It is disgraceful that the UK is now a society in which anybody lives in poverty and reasonable needs, for example, the basic needs, physical needs, for the education of children, are not being implemented. At the heart of this really lies the old UK class system, which seems to have a deep-seated need to create an underclass so that others who are snobbish and insecure themselves can feel better than somebody else. That seems to be at the heart of it, plus, of course, a completely false and outdated system, which is based on false assumptions and no longer distributes, one way or another, sufficient productive capacity to the bulk of the population. If you go to binaryeconomics.net, there are 59 false assumptions which underline mainstream economics. And those economics, false assumptions, result in the increasing poverty of a large section of our population today when it is simply not necessary. The UK ought to be ashamed of itself, and it cannot hold its head up in the world when we are fully capable. We have the physical capacity, and indeed we have the intellectual capacity, if we want, to solve this problem. Because of that deep-seated desire to have a lower class so that others can feel superior, plus the fact that our economics is profoundly out of date, the result is, remember the number 5, 1/5 of the population is in poverty, and that means 5 million children are in poverty.